Thank you for tuning in to another fun episode with your favorite Mouska Moms, Lori, that's me, Jennifer.
Hello.
Juliana.
Hello.
All three of us are together. Well, not really, but we're all together talking for this episode to celebrate our episode 20, big milestone. Woohoo! It is a big milestone.
I'm so excited.
So celebrate with us, get your cocktails ready, and brace yourselves for episode 20, where we'll be planning our dining reservations for our upcoming trip to Walt Disney World and Universal Studios Orlando. So first, of course, is our Mouska cocktail. Jen, what do you got for us?
So it definitely is a celebration. It's a celebration for a milestone, but it's a celebration for us traveling, which I'm super excited about. And so in honor of that, we are taking a look at a cocktail that you can find in one of the resorts that we'll be staying on. We're going to be staying at Disney's Caribbean Beach Resort. And this cocktail is found at Banana Cabana, which is their little bar area over by the pool there that I hope that we are lounging at in a few short months. They mostly have rum drinks because, you know, Caribbean. But there is one that definitely speaks to the bourbon lover in some of us, one of us in particular.
I had to find a bourbon drink because we've talked about this so many times on this podcast. Rum and
It sounds delicious, and I'm a rum girl, so I'm probably going to be trying some of the rummy things.
Yes, so will I.
But I'm going to take a sip. Is that allowed, COVID?
Yeah,
I'm gonna take a taste.
I'll just pour it into your mouth like a sorority girl.
I mean, okay. I will gladly accept that. So the drink that we're talking about is called the Bourbon Breeze. And in that drink, you will find some Jim Beam Black Extra Aged Bourbon, cranberry, pomegranate, lime juices, topped with Fever Tree, also good for Corona.
It sounds delicious, but it's risky because you can really make bourbon taste like cough syrup if you add like too much sweet cranberry and pomegranate. So,
but I love the ginger beer.
It's going to be good. I can't wait.
I think that sounds good. I will be willing to have a taste of your drink.
Say, I could, with that mix, I think I could try it. I mean, you know what? I might not even have a sip. I might order an entire one.
What?
I know.
Wow. Well, way to commit.
They have other stuff if you don't want to commit to the bourbon or the rum.
Their menu also has lots of rum drinks, but they also have margaritas, sangria, lots of different kinds of beers, including my favorite, that grapefruit beer from the Germany Pavilion in Epcot. So we won't waste away.
No, we have a lot of research to do. So
we do. We do. We might have to try several things on this particular menu. So
yes.
I'm excited. But before we get to our cocktail drinking, let's tone it back a little bit and hear about some of the news that's also going to affect our trip. So Juliana, take it away.
So some of the news apparently has some of us tickled. So I have to turn it back to you, Jen. What is this situation with apparently...
God, I was going to tell you that. Yeah.
No, well, I was talking about Splash Mountain first. Is that what...
I thought it was funny. Splash Mountain apparently had a little boo-boo mishap this week. And one of the ride vehicle log flume thingy logs started to sink with guests on it. I'm sorry.
I guess they're not happy about the changeover. I don't know.
I shouldn't be laughing, but nobody got hurt.
No one got hurt. The ride wasn't closed for long, but it does give you a little bit of a chuckle. Like, what else is going to happen?
Well, that, and I mean, it's like the ultimate Splash Mountain revenge. Like, there's some Splash Mountain god is angry.
The ghost of Br'er Rabbit.
The ghost of Br'er Rabbit, who's not even a ghost yet, but he's being made a ghost because he's going to be evicted soon, and this is his revenge. So I just thought that was funny.
It is something to chuckle at.
The video is pretty funny. But the video that's out there is a person staring. They had the video on the log, and it's literally underwater. it's not.
That's so funny.
Anyway, moving on to other news. Apparently, there's some news that is going to affect our stay. I was on vacation last week, so I didn't hear about this. And apparently, my Mouse Come Home friends have kept it from me until now. What is happening with our vacation?
It was exciting for you.
It's very exciting.
So I know.
They announced that some of the resorts are not opening as per when they were scheduled. So we had booked Art of Animation because Art of Animation, I think, was supposed to open up end of September, beginning of October. And they were
supposed to open up this later on this month.
Oh, was it? Okay, yeah. So it is now not opening up till the end of October. So from what we've seen, a lot of people are getting messages from Disney saying where they're being moved to. And one of the messages I saw is that somebody got moved to Animal Kingdom Lodge instead of Art of Animation. So Julianne is very excited.
Oh. I told you, that's my next, that is what I'm doing next. I have to go back and listen to all the podcasts again and how many times I have mentioned that my next big trip is, you know, club level, Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, at least 12.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't see them upgrading us to club level.
No, maybe not. Maybe not. But I'll take it. No, I'm going to save the club level for my family.
Yes.
So for the record, we have not gotten our letter yet about where they are moving us. And I guess we have two choices. We can either just wait and see where they move us and accept that and just go there. Or if we have something else in mind, we can book that on our own and just do that switch. But then we would be responsible for paying that difference.
Right. I say wait to see if they move us somewhere good. And if they move us somewhere we don't want to stay, then we can always try to change
it. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So we will not be staying at the Art of Animation, it looks like, because that one will not be open yet for guests. But we're also staying at Caribbean Beach because if you remember from our last episode, we're doing a split stay in Disney. So, that one, at least right now, seems to be opening on time. Actually, they might already be open. I haven't been following that closely, but we'll see about our Art of Animation.
Stay tuned to the Facebook page. Hopefully we'll know soon and we can post what's happening. So in other news, so we know now like Art of Animation's not opening in time. So that's suspenseful. There have been some other permanent closures announced at Disney World. So Stitch's Great Escape, which hasn't been an operating ride for years, but was used as like a character meeting space, I think, with Lilo and Stitch. But that is now closed for good. So that won't be happening anymore. Rivers of Light, which was the nighttime spectacular in Animal Kingdom, is no longer happening. And that was like released for 2 years and then overhauled. And then
that's because it was horrible.
So I got to be, I think I never stayed to watch it, to be honest with you.
Like,
you
didn't miss a thing. Not a thing. Yeah. It was not good.
Want to know a funny story? I'm cracking myself up today. So my last Disney trip in March was a learning trip. And so one of the things that I had on my list to do was to go see Rivers of Light because I've just never made time for it. I usually prioritize dining because I have never really been excited to see it. And sure enough, we were so wrapped up in our dining experience that night, the night that I was supposed to go see Rivers of Light, that I missed it. And my friends are like, it's really not that great. Just go watch a YouTube video of it and then it'll be like you were here and you won't even miss it. And so I did. And it was meh. It really was. I love it.
It's not. It's really, when it first opened up, we did the dining package with Tiffin's and then you got seats for it. And Tiffin's was amazing. But the show itself, my boys fully were kept entertained by any other shows by Disney. This one, within 2 minutes, they were bored. They were running around. They wanted out. They were done. And to be entirely honest, after about five, I was done.
Yeah, that's too bad. You know, I've not heard great things about it, to be honest with you. Do you think that they'll try something else?
I think they should. It just, it had no storyline. Like, you're doing this for kids and for families, and there was no storyline to it. There was no, it was just a whole bunch of random animals kind of popping up, and the effects were cool, but there was just no story.
I bet they won't try to put some, they're just bleeding money right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, as we were saying, just, you know, among the three of us, it's a small sample size, but we didn't make time for late night shows in Animal Kingdom. Like, it just isn't something I stuck around that park to do. You know,
only because there wasn't anything worth it.
Maybe.
Like, I've made time to see Fantasmic multiple times. I've made
absolutely
time to see the Star Wars show multiple times. And I mean, nothing beats the one in Magic Kingdom.
It's true. I've actually left Hollywood Studios and gone back later that night for Fantasmic. But like, I've always planned to do that with Animal Kingdom, like leave mid-afternoon and then go back for Rivers of Light. I just never did.
Yeah.
Just never got back there.
I hope they replace it. I'm with you. I don't think they'll do it anytime soon just because it's not a priority and they're bleeding money. But I mean, I would even be happy to see if they extended something from Pandora over there because that would have really been an exciting potential, you know?
Good effects and stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, remember, Animal Kingdom used to only be a daytime park. Like, it used to close at dusk.
Yeah.
So they were – it was only like, what, 7 years ago maybe? 6 years ago? 2014 maybe? Where they decided that it was time to sort of, you know, bring it into the evening as well. And I don't know. I don't know if it works or not. Anyway, so we digress. Rivers of Light is no more. And also Primeval World is not reopening. It had been closed for refurbishment. There's been a lot of rumors surrounding this one. But apparently they couldn't get the parts from a company that built it, that filed bankruptcy. So it was in this indefinite hold, and now with everything, it is just not going to be refurbished. It is closed permanently.
Yeah, I'm not sad about that.
No, thank you. But I am sad about Ample Hills Creamery. So there was Ample Hills on the boardwalk, and I think they were about to launch in Disney Springs, and the company itself has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. So they will not be continuing their relationship on Disney property, which is pretty sad.
That is sad. That one I'm sad about.
Yeah. I am too. I mean, I would hope that they would replace it with something else on the boardwalk. But then again, you have Beaches and Cream right over across the lagoon. So do you need another ice cream shop?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. The answer to that question is
yes. I kind of agree. I do agree. I think that especially on the boardwalk side, because people go there as like a destination.
Maybe they should put like a gelato place because that's where, isn't that where, what's it called?
I don't know.
Where they do the Bon Voyage breakfast.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Trattoria.
Thank you. Trattoria Al Forno. I kept wanting to say Topolino's and I know that wasn't right, but.
Yeah, that would be good. That would match that kind of.
Well, so hopefully they're listening again tonight, the Bobs, take that under advice. So other projects that have been sort of messed by this, you know, Disney was doing a lot here at Disneyland Paris. They were building a whole Avengers world, and I think in Anaheim as well. And in Disney World, they were doing the Guardians of the Galaxy thing in Epcot. And so those projects seem to be moving on because they were pretty far along when everything slowed down. But there have been some projects that have been put on hold indefinitely because they were only in development when things slowed down. So, and for one is, as most of us know, is the Spaceship Earth refurbishment. That's not going to be happening in the foreseeable future. They're going to reopen. They reopened the ride and all that, right? And the other one that makes me really sad, actually, is that they were going to add this whole Cherry Tree Lane addition, this sort of Mary Poppins area in the UK pavilion in Epcot. And there was rumors that it was even going to eventually lead to an attraction or a ride back there. And I'm kind of sad that that is indefinitely on hold. Not canceled, but not scheduled either.
Yeah. I mean, I have a feeling that the things that we know about that are on hold will just be on hold, mm-hmm. probably for a while. But I think that they were far enough in their planning of these and idea development of these that I don't think they're going to disappear altogether. I just think that they need to recoup a little bit
Yeah, it'll definitely come down to the dollar.
Yes, absolutely. But that does make me sad. I love Mary Poppins.
I know. One of my faves. So that's
although I am excited about Spaceship Earth because I love Spaceship Earth.
I know. I don't mind refurbishments and overhauls, but part of me did not want that one to change. Not a minute. Like that. Yeah. That one. I don't know. But anyway, that's the news for today. So not a whole heck of a lot happening. That's new. But stay tuned to find out where we will be ending up staying, if in fact we go at all.
We're going.
It's happening. So that leads us into the daily roundup. Today is dining.
All right. So as we announced last week, we are going to Orlando and we are staying at Universal and then Walt Disney World. Or at least we're hoping to right now. But that is our plan. So we are moving forward with that plan. So we are going to, in the meantime, we are the happiest when we are booking our vacations and when we are planning our vacations. So that's what we're going to do. So last time we talked about lodging and today we are going to talk about all about the dining. So I think we'll just go through quick like policies and then we'll kind of dive into what we kind of wanted to do at Universal Studios first, because that's where we're staying first.
Yeah.
So reservation policies at Walt Disney World. All guests can make dining reservations online up to 60 days in advance. And
which for us is in a few days.
Yeah. So we got 2 days to make those. And then a new policy is that if you want to dine at a resort restaurant that you're not staying at, you do have to make a reservation. I think they're just trying to make sure and track people for movement and that. And then Universal Studios, they're never as, I guess, pressing or busy when it comes to their dining reservations. I know with Disney, it used to be, 6 months in advance. It used to be the 180 days and you had to be on at 5 a.m. my time and making those reservations, where Universal is not quite as crazy and not quite as pressing as that. So I believe the policy is 90 days for the City Walk and hotels, and then 30 days is at the parks. Mm-hmm. But then we do get preferred reservations with our hotel, and we will find out how that works, which I'm very excited about.
Yes.
So yes. I think we'll start at Universal. So what is everyone looking forward to going? What are we planning on doing?
Yeah, so I'm really excited for the places that I've heard about that aren't like meals, but that are snacky things, like the Toothsome Chocolate Emporium for milkshakes. Yes. Those are those pictures that you see online with those gigantic milkshakes in the mason jars with the cake and candy and everything hanging out of them.
You're making me so hungry.
I know.
Yeah, we need to do that. I don't care how full we are from dinner. I don't care if we just get one to share. We need to do that.
Yes, we do.
And then the other one that's also a snacky thing that I'm looking forward to is Voodoo Donut. The pictures that you see online of that are those huge donuts, but they all have like really cool names and inventive flavors. Like they have a maple bacon one that sounded really good. And they have one that's topped with Captain Crunch cereal.
Yes.
Really, like, I don't know. That's so me. I don't love a dessert. Like I would much rather eat a great meal and not have room for a dessert, but those two are definitely going to be my exceptions.
I order dessert every single time. I base my restaurant's decisions on whether I like them or not on the desserts. I have ordered desserts before dinner.
Nice.
I like that.
All about the desserts. I would rather eat a dessert than eat dinner.
All right. Well, I mean, we're going to have to do some compromising here. Like, I would much rather eat dinner than dessert. Look at that. I don't know. We're going to have a nice balance, I guess.
I guess we're going to have to balance it out. We'll have to, you know, we'll figure it out. I mean, we might, you know, dessert before dinner is never a bad idea.
Yes.
I've never done it, but I think I'm going to have to try.
You're going to have to. It's amazing.
Well, then Toothsome Chocolate Emporium before we go for dinner.
Oh my gosh, that place looked amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we should go there for breakfast.
For a milkshake for breakfast? Mm-hmm. I feel like if we do that, I'm not going to make it to the parks. I don't know. When I'm looking at City Walk, it's been years since I've been there. And I know, like, I think I went to the Jimmy Buffett one, the Margaritaville one.
Right. It's mostly chains.
It is.
Margaritaville, Hard Rock.
Yeah, it just doesn't excite me the way Disney.
Except for Cowfish. So yes. Have you.
Okay, so what's Cowfish?
Okay, so Cowfish started in Charlotte, actually. Like super close to where I lived, right by the mall there. It's this burger and sushi combo restaurant. It sounds so weird, Jen. Like every ounce of my food snob self wanted to hate this restaurant, right? Like they serve something called burgushi. Like how gross is that? It's like burger suit.
Amazing, by the way. Is that
it actually is place? Not my favorite thing on their menu, but they serve amazing sushi and amazing burgers. Like delicious. It's so good. It is so good. I want to hate the place and I don't. I love it.
The menu looks fantastic.
It's so good. So we have to go to Cowfish. And normally I'm not like, oh, I need to go somewhere where I could go anytime. But A, I can't go anytime because I don't live at home anymore. And B, it's that good. I love Cowfish. So I'm super excited. So they've expanded. They're apparently in Orlando now. I had no idea. I knew they were in Greenville. They're in a couple of airports as well. And the quality of the flagship restaurant in Charlotte hasn't gone down, but I will be interested to see what it's like at these satellite places. But I definitely recommend it, and you have to try it.
Well, I'm excited. That's really the only one that I was looking at on the, like, there was, I Googled a list of restaurants in City Walk, and that was really the only one I was interested in, except for those desserty places. Everything else is like, nothing special, like Hard Rock and what's the one in Disney, the equivalent one?
Planet Hollywood?
Planet Hollywood. Yeah, they're all like burgers and salads and
Right.
But right. Cowfish sounded really, really interesting. So I'm with you.
We were regulars there. It's good.
Nice.
Good stuff.
Nice.
Good stuff.
I didn't know it was a chain, too, because I don't think there's one in New York.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a chain either.
Yeah, so as far as I know, there are only like five or six of them, maybe.
Because how weird. Like, who wants to go to a
Burgucci
restaurant? Yeah. Very strange, but it does look really good. So I'm in. I'm in for that one. And then I guess the other restaurants that are not in the theme parks are in the resorts. And those looked all right.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't figure we would, you know, I figure that when we do resort hopping, if we do, then we'll hit a quick service or a bar in each place or something. Yeah. But as far as like dine in, I started to browse to see if there's anything that like blew my mind that I had to try. And I didn't see anything. And then the place where we're staying, you know, like sort of contiguous with the Italian theming of Portofino. It's all Italian food, which is fine. I never get excited to go out to eat Italian, but
I don't either. And I have to be honest with you girls. I think we're going to have a hard time with this portion of our trip because of how much we love Disney. And I feel like everything is going to go back to compare to Disney. Like I just did it. I just was making comparisons for City Walk and Disney Springs. And I feel like the same is going to be like Beach A looked nice and it looked like a nice, fancy Italian restaurant. But like you, I don't love to go out to eat Italian because I feel like that, for me, I can cook at home.
Well, maybe, you know, maybe I'll look into see. Like, we should probably do a resort sit-down dinner one night, but maybe we don't do it at our resort. Maybe we do it at a different resort. I'll look around and see. If none of us want to do Italian, then none of us want to do Italian. I do have hope for the food outside of the, you know, the standard chains in City Walk. I have hope for the resort food, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
I like that idea of going to a bar. I think it's much better in my head.
I think we should be bar hopping.
Look, Lori loves desserts. I love appetizers. So I could make a meal in an evening of bars and appetizers. So. I think
that's a really good way to try a lot of these restaurants too. Because like I said, BJ looks great. I love Italian appetizers, so that might be fun to go and sit there and have a Bellini and a appetizer at their bar.
Yep, I like that.
All right, let's do that. Okay, so how many nights do we have?
We get in on the second, but I don't know. I think my flight was just changed, so I don't think I'm getting in until late now.
All right, so we'll figure, you know, late night, maybe beverage and City Walk for dinner on Friday.
That might be a good night to grab a donut and a beer.
I like it. All right, so then Saturday, we'll do the parks.
Saturday, we're going to be at the parks all day. Sunday and Monday, we're going to be at the parks all day. But Monday, we're transferring over to...
Yes.
Not Art of Animation.
So what if we plan somewhere for Sunday? Let's maybe Sunday then. So wait, when are we going? Monday to Art of Animation, not Art of Animation?
Yes.
Yeah.
So night. Sunday. So Sunday, why don't we plan to do like the resort hopping, bar hopping thing? And then what, just Saturday, just a quick whatever, wherever we are, right?
I mean, a lot of the restaurants. So here's my other take. A lot of the restaurant or the food locations in Universal Studios and Islands of Adventure look very theme parky in terms of the menus. Like I always say about Disney, it's not your average theme park restaurant. You can get a lobster roll. You can get, sushi. You can get this. But at Universal Studios and Islands of Adventure, I was reading a lot of the menus, and a lot of them sounded the same. The pizza, the chicken fingers, the burgers, that kind of stuff. That being said, I definitely got excited about Mel's Drive-In because American Graffiti, and who doesn't want a burger and a milkshake? And if they're going to give me a good burger and a milkshake, I'm going to eat it.
But how do we avoid like eating nothing but burgers and milkshakes?
Eating nothing but burgers. That maybe that's our goal, is to find something.
When I was looking, the Mythos. Is that right? Yes. At Island Adventure, that one looked pretty. That one I was getting on board with.
That one looked okay. That one, the reviews that I read said that when they first opened, that was like their go-to place for everyone. It was touted as the best restaurant in Universal theme parks. It had a really interesting menu, but as the years went by, it went more and more to like being more Americanized, I guess. But I would love to see for myself. And I also have to say, I cannot and will not go to Universal Studios without going to Three Broomsticks.
Agreed.
Sorry. I need a butterbeer and I need like to sit in the Three Broomsticks and order my fish and chips or my pasty or
So do you have to do both Three Broomsticks and Leaky Cauldron?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
wait,
sorry,
what?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Well, but here's the other thing too. Hogshead Bar is in the Three Broomsticks, so we could just make that a bar visit and just pick up.
Oh, okay.
So I can check out the atmosphere in the restaurant and then just head out over to the bar because they do have their very own beer on tap.
What?
Hogshead beer.
I wasn't paying attention until you said very own beer on tap.
Yeah, right? I feel like we owe it to our listeners to try it.
So I think the bottom line with Universal is that we don't have to really plan it ahead that much.
Yeah, I'm thinking we don't need a plan.
Yeah.
But I do like the general loose idea of like Sunday night, we're going to do the resort bar hopping. Yeah, I like that part of the plan. And I like
that we have in mind some of the things that we'd like to check out and try.
And I think between now and then, we'll look at everything a lot more closely and have, you know, a specific list of options that sound best.
Yeah. At the very least, I want to check out some of these places just for their atmosphere, even if it's just going in and taking a couple pictures. And
you totally took the words right out of my mouth. Like, I have to see, what is the Simpsons one that they have? Yes. Like, I have to see all of that.
Yeah.
Moe's Tavern. Like, how do you not go have a beer at Moe's? How do you not do that? So yeah, I wanna eyeball all of it, and I think,
and there's a donut place there too.
Yeah, is it Krusty's? What is it? No, I don't remember.
No,
that's beer. Duff's beer. Whatever. So I'm terrible. I'm like, oh, I have to see the Simpsons stuff. What was it called again?
Yeah. And there's a cute place. There's a cute place in the Dr. Seuss area. So I definitely want to check everything out. I don't necessarily want to eat.
Because I have actually heard that about Universal. All the food's the same. It's all theme park food. But it's okay. We'll be good for a couple of days.
Absolutely. I'm not worried. We won't starve. And I think we're going to try some good things. I think we'll be surprised from some of this stuff. And then, of course, we have to go to the when we're walking around, is it Diagon Alley that you're walking around? And there's the Ollivanders is there.
Yeah, I think so.
And there's the candy shop there too, that one.
And the Fountain of Fair Fortune, which is more beer.
I mean, we need beer. It'll be warm.
I mean, apparently you guys are set with your beer.
And butter beer. Don't forget the butter beer.
I'm gonna try butter beer. I'm not a beer drinker, but
it's not beer. It's not beer.
No, somebody, it's like, said, something sweet, right? I think it's gonna be too sweet for
similar, me. Me too. Somebody said it's similar to LeFou's brew.
Oh, okay.
Which is too sweet.
I do not like LeFou's brew.
It's way too sweet. Even though I'll stuff my face with one of those cinnamon rolls.
So that's different. I can eat sweet.
I can chew sweet. I know, exactly. So, all right. Agreed. So what about, okay. So I think we're going to read a little more.
I think our plan for Universal is that we don't have a plan.
Yeah. We'll just sort of do some research and then make decisions.
We have a list of like 5 or 6 that we want to go to.
To check out.
And we'll kind of see how things go. Cause no, I don't think they're not like Disney. We don't have to like plan ahead and make the reservations and everything.
No.
Well, most of the ones in the parks are quick service, right? And like, I think,
I think the out of the ones that we were just talking about, I think Mythos is the only one that's like a table service.
Okay.
Everything else, you just walk in and there you go. But I even think, especially because they're still keeping the capacity so low, I still think that it's not going to be an issue walking in.
You know, we'll know enough in advance if it's getting crowded, and we'll make a reservation somewhere, whatever. We'll figure it out.
Especially because we have that perk of the preferred reservations.
Which I haven't been able to find any information about what that means.
Well, we're going to have to. Let's do it. Yeah. That's on our to-do list. Sounds awesome.
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
If it means I'm a VIP for a hot second.
Absolutely. And so, like, moving on, Disney is super easy for us because, I mean, Juliana, how many episodes have we spoken about? Oh, got to add that to the list.
So where's the list? Who's been keeping track?
I know.
All right. So we know we want to do, I need to write down the days. So
So the 5th will be arriving at night. We can either plan, that's the Monday. We can either plan a dinner reservation or do something quick. Again, we don't necessarily know what hotel we're staying at.
Okay. I vote dinner at Disney Springs.
Okay.
I I would like to go, I'm going to throw this one out there. Polite Pig, I've been meaning to eat at every single time I go, and I never have.
It's really good.
A chance.
It's really, really good.
I would love to try that one. And we could do a couple of the quick service places and just share a meal from each place so we can taste it and then go on to somewhere else, you know? Kind of like doing a split stay in a hotel, but with food.
or... We could check out a table service that none of us have ever been to, like, say, maybe the Edison
or Hollyoaks.
I would love to do that one. Or
I've had their margaritas. They're really good.
Okay.
Well, that's the thing, too. We could hit up a lot of those table service places just for the bar. And even do what we were talking about doing for our resort hopping in Universal and do an appetizer and a drink at those places.
Ooh.
That might be fun.
Yeah, their bar's good. Edison's,
I can do that.
Yeah, I've walked into Edison's bar. Their bar's good. I've been to Polite Pig.
Do that at the Paddlefish, too.
Yes.
Okay, so Monday night is Disney Springs appetizer hopping. I'm going to say app hopping instead of bar hopping so we don't sound like.
We could do a flight of moonshine and some church lady deviled eggs over at Homecoming.
Ooh. I love Homecoming.
I've never been there.
Oh, so you got to add that to the list then.
All right. So, okay. So that's, see, we don't need to get that detailed just yet.
I know.
Look, we get so excited.
I'm already figuring out what we're ordering.
So we'll have to get, you know, we'll have to get to Disney Springs at a reasonable time.
We will.
I think we will. Yeah.
I think
I'm hoping that day we can either do our resort hopping or Volcano Bay.
Volcano Bay.
I would say Volcano Bay in the morning and then get on over to Disney.
Yeah.
Oh my
God, I'm so excited. I hope this happens. Get your stuff together, Florida.
I know.
Oh, right,
so that's Monday. Yeah.
I should have mentioned this in the news. So I found out, by the way, that, and I have to verify, I can fly into the U.S. and I can fly back to Paris because I'm a citizen in the U.S. and I'm resident here. But before I can get on a plane in Orlando, I have to have a negative COVID test.
Oh.
How do you get one in Orlando? Just go to an urgent care?
I don't know. So I have to look into that because I know they've set up testing stations in the airport in Paris.
Oh.
Really?
So I don't know.
So does that mean we can come visit you?
Right.
No. Still no Americans.
Yeah. What about Canadians?
I think Canadians can actually.
Come on, you guys.
A little loophole for you.
Damn it.
Knew I kept that Canadian passport for a reason.
Anyway, sorry. I went back. I moved us backwards. But we were on Disney dining. Okay, so okay. Tuesday,
so
the
Monday
6th.
We're all set. Tuesday.
We're going to Magic Kingdom. So I don't need to do any like table service there.
I know. My Be Our Guest breakfast is gone. It's really upsetting.
Your what breakfast?
The Be Our Guest. I know.
Yeah.
No, I say we could do like quick services for breakfast and lunch and then maybe go dinner somewhere around the monorail. Thoughts?
I would love to do California Grill for dinner.
Yay.
I've done breakfast. I've never done dinner there.
I've done dinner, but it's amazing. All right.
I've done Citrico's. It's delicious. Narcoossee's I've never been. I hear that's delicious.
Oh, I've never been to Narcoossee's.
So you guys wouldn't want to do the three adult women going to 1900 Park Fair?
Oh, I would do that.
I've never done it for dinner.
I would rather do it for... Oh.
I've never done it for dinner. I've done it for breakfast.
Dinner is with, right, Lady Tremaine and Cinderella, right?
Yeah.
Just a thought. Or we could be grown-ups and do California Grill.
I could do either, but I'm going to throw in a suggestion that we go to Topolino's for sure. And is not, yes. Are we sure 1900 Park is open?
I don't, that's what I'm just seeing. I don't think it's
open. Oh, poopy.
I know for sure California Grill is open. No. And I know for sure Topolino's is open for
Topolino's for breakfast is open. 1900 Park Fair is not open.
Yeah.
California Grill for dinner, I believe, is open.
Yeah, my friend posted her pictures of her scallops. I drooled.
Yes.
Are we going to do the luau?
I don't think the luau is going on.
It's not open, but...
This is just not fair.
I know.
I didn't. I was like, oh, I know all the restaurants at Disney that I want to try. I didn't really think, oh, I have to check.
To make sure they're open, yeah.
Here's your mouse good tip of the day, people.
All right. So California Grill for dinner, or is I don't even know if Narcozy. Thank you. Is open because of the NBA. It's closed.
That's true. Grand Floridian.
Grand Floridian, because they block off that section of the resort for the NBA players.
Which is a shame, because I wonder, we can still go to the Grand Floridian, though.
Yes. So
I would love to check out the Enchanted Rose, if that's open. And did I hear that that walkway is finished?
Almost.
So maybe by the time we go, it'll be open. I would love to check that out.
So what if we do Enchanted Rose for appetizers and drinks, and then jump on the monorail and go to California Grill for dinner?
What?
Oh my God, I need to bring a princess dress.
Oh God, she's going to do it too. She's going to be like, bonjour, my name is Belle.
I'm trying to think, like, this is crazy. I'm trying to think off the top of my head, like, if I could eat anywhere in Disney without my kids, someplace fancy, where would it be? And I
you
can't.
Said 1900 Park.
That's what you think of.
Oh, I know. I'm trying to think of something like awesome. Like,
well, so when are we going to do Topolino's? That was the
so we're going to do
that when we're staying at Caribbean Beach, because we can walk there,
right? So maybe the 8th.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our Epcot day, and then we can jump on the Skyliner. Too.
I love the Skyliner.
Oh boy!
I'm so excited.
All right, so Topolino's breakfast on the 8th,
but we're still on the 7th, right? Did we do the?
No, we
haven't. We're just skipping. Filling in randomly. All right, so now tell me. So Epcot is
Topolino's breakfast first,
and Hollywood Studios. I want to go to Oga's. Is Oga's open?
Yes,
it is.
And then I want to do the quick service in.
Have you guys been to Brown Derby?
Okay, so we talked about Brown Derby. It's one of my favorite in all of Disney.
I've never been there. I would love to go there.
So I really want to do the
lounge.
I really want to do the lounge and just like sit there for a while.
Okay.
I think we can just do that, because we can still order. Like, I need to have the.
Is the lounge open? And the wait gets long.
Brown Derby is open.
So here's the deal, though. The Brown Derby Lounge and Oga's, it's like the same deal. It's just drinks and snacks. I mean, are we going to spend a lot of time just eating around?
I thought the lounge was you can order their Cobb salad still.
You can. You can do Cobb salad, charcuterie. So you're right. Okay, so we'll do Oga's in the morning for our mid-morning beverage.
Yes.
And then maybe Brown Derby. We can just do the lounge for like
and
an early dinner.
And by wheeling me back to the resort.
We could just do the Brown Derby for like an early dinner of
like
salads.
Well,
and stuff.
Especially if we're going to Topolino's for breakfast.
Yeah.
No, Topolino's is Epcot Day breakfast.
Yeah, the next day.
You're right. Sorry.
Oh, maybe we should do Topolino's on Hollywood Studios Day, though, because Epcot, we're going to want to eat at Epcot, like all the things.
Although we're not going to be.
It doesn't open up around the world till like 11 or noon now, though.
Yeah, but like I won't want to have eaten a huge breakfast before that, because I still won't be hungry. So what I'm saying is like. If we did Topolino's Terrace breakfast on the 7th, right? And then went to Hollywood Studios, just had drinks at Oga's, like a...
Remember the morning of the 7th we need to transfer hotels to.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. We're not at Caribbean Beach yet.
Yeah. We don't know where we are. And we have to transfer hotels that morning, so I don't know if we want to put a breakfast first thing in the morning. Oh. I'm sorry.
But I think we can still do... So Topolino's is not a buffet.
No. It's an all-in-one. So you can do it light. We can
still do it kind of light. And then we're definitely going to want to eat our way because it's food and wine.
Right. That's why I really feel like, I almost am like, okay, well, then we just need to switch our Epcot day. Because
we could. Absolutely.
Because I really want to go to Epcot with an empty stomach.
Let's do that. Oh. So we have to go online and make sure we can do that.
Oh, no. Because we have to change our park reservations.
Right. We would have to change our park reservations. That's maybe we can. All right. So let's look into that. If we can change it. This is my level of the food planning. You. Like, I have to have enough of an empty belly for the food.
Right.
Okay. So if we can change park days.
Then we do Topolino's the morning.
Of the 8th. And then go to Oga's. For some drinks.
And then go to Brown Derby for an early dinner.
Right. Like, and then like the big meal would be breakfast, and then Brown Derby would just be like, you know, charcuterie, pretzel, whatever.
Yeah. So that being said, Epcot, I don't want to make any reservations that day because I think we're just going to be stuffing our faces.
Yes.
Yeah. I rarely do table service at Epcot. Like, I always want to do a bunch of them, but. Actually, that's not true. I'm totally lying. I do table service at Epcot.
Yeah, we always do.
Yeah.
We always do, but then I'm sad. Like, the last two times I went was during Flower and Garden.
Which is far superior to Food and Wine.
And I regretted having dining reservations because I wanted to keep snacking.
Yes. Right.
I think we should just snack.
Not to mention the fact that this food and wine festival right now is also Flower and Garden. Like, some of the things that are on the menu, they kept from Flower and Garden from the spring, and they were delicious. So I'm really excited.
Yes.
All right. So then we all are agreeing that we are just going to eat our way through Epcot snack-wise.
Yes.
And did we decide we're going to go to California? We're going to splurge California Grill?
I mean, we're not doing any other table service, it looks like.
I say we splurge a California Grill on the Tuesday night.
I say so too. I'd really like to try it. It's the most popular signature.
It's delicious. It's amazing.
Location. I've never eaten there. And I love the idea of, because I'm a huge paddlefish fan too, but I love the idea of just going and sitting in their bar and doing an appetizer and a drink there.
Yeah. No, I think we got it. And then Friday morning, Jen, you're flying out, correct, in the morning?
I am, yeah. Okay. I think 10:30 is my flight. I'm writing it down.
Alrighty.
All right, so yeah, I have to look into... I'm going to have to look into flights because I'm going to wait, obviously, but usually flights out of the U.S. are in the evening though.
Yeah. And I was going to say, I don't know when I'm flying out on the Friday yet. I got to take a look.
I have to look also, and I might change my incoming flight because I think they just changed it for me and I don't get in until almost 9 now.
No.
So I'm going to see if there's an earlier one that day, especially because I'm flying out so early when we leave. I mean, it's not so early. It's 10:30, but still I have to, they drive us to the airport 3 hours ahead?
Yes. Nope. All right. So I think we have all our restaurants done. So in 2 days when we make the reservations, we need to basically make California Grill for the night of the 6th, and we need to make Oga's for, now we switch that to the 8th, and yes, then and Topolino's breakfast.
And we have to make sure we switch our
days.
I'll go in there and do that.
Yes. So I think to switch the days, you can't switch, kind of like a fast pass type thing. You got to cancel and then rebook.
Yeah, but they do let you make sure that there's availability first, so that's fine.
So I think we have our plan together for that one. So
Yay.
So I think our dining, I think, is situated. We'll make those reservations in 2 days. So I think what we are down to is the Mouska tip of the day.
Yes, we had a couple of them as we went. But our official Mouska tip of the day is to make sure that you know your cancellation policies. Disney typically has a one day prior to the reservation cancellation policy. So if you don't cancel your reservation before 24 hours before your reservation, then you will get charged a small fee per person. So you're going to want to make sure you do that. And some signature dining is actually a 48-hour cancellation policy. So make sure you know all that so that you don't get stuck with charges for reservations that you miss. And do your quick service research in Universal and in Disney, because you at least want to have a little game plan, like it sounds like we have, for where you might want to check out, even though you're not going to make reservations for those venues. So there you go. Juliana, take us away.
I'm so excited. I can't believe that this is actually, I literally don't believe that this is going to happen, but I'm excited for the prospect and I'm going to pretend. Anyway, so next week, I guess we'll talk about what it is to travel to Disney in the time of COVID. So stay tuned for that and join us then. And that's it. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening and having a drink with us this week. Tune in every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for new episodes. Mouska Moms are Disney vacation planners. Visit our Facebook page, Mouska Moms Podcast, for daily information or to book your magical vacation. These Disney moms are signing off. And remember,
please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M.I.C.
Be real soon.
K.E.Y.
Why? Because we like you.
And